Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A cool night across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Northern regions are experiencing a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant night for those outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, explosions were heard in southern Iran as the U.S. military conducted airstrikes, according to Iranian semi-official news agency Mehr just 16 minutes ago. Also, the U.S. has launched new strikes on Iran, with explosions reported near Bandar Abbas. This follows a threat from former President Trump earlier this hour, as reported by Ynet. Also this hour, Rahm Emanuel spoke at Tel Aviv University, warning Democrats that support for Israel can still lead the party to the White House, as reported by Forward. Separately, the IDF spokesperson stated that Israel is ready for any situation if war with Iran resumes. This comes from earlier reporting by I-24 News. And finally, social media giants are facing scrutiny from the Royal Commission over accountability and online hate covered by the Australian Jewish News 2 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Open source analyst OSINT6113 noted just minutes ago that Trump indicated Iran wants to negotiate, saying they called a short while ago. A tweet by IL Red Alert from earlier today highlighted a U.S. official's remarks that Trump's recent strikes on Iran were driven by frustration over the Strait of Hormuz and slow nuclear talks. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted that a senior White House official mentioned potential U.S. attacks on Tehran and other major Iranian cities, writing 29 minutes ago. Let's go deeper into those stories, starting with the U.S. military actions. Explosions in southern Iran point to airstrikes, reportedly activating local air defenses. According to Mehr, the strikes are part of a broader U.S. strategy to curb Iran's military influence in the region. This development raises questions about regional stability and potential retaliation. Turning to the U.S. strikes near Bandar Abbas. These military actions are a response to threats in the Strait of Hormuz, as CENTCOM aims to secure navigational routes. Ynet reports that the strikes follow Trump's warning to Tehran, adding pressure on diplomatic channels. The tension in this vital shipping lane could impact global oil prices. Meanwhile, Rahm Emanuel addressed concerns at Tel Aviv University regarding democratic support for Israel. Forward reports that Emanuel believes maintaining strong ties with Israel is crucial for future electoral success. This highlights the ongoing debate within the party about foreign policy priorities. Separately, the IDF's readiness statement underscores Israel's vigilance amid rising tensions with Iran. The I-24 News report indicates a commitment to national defense, suggesting potential military escalations. Israeli citizens and regional allies will be closely watching for any developments. Finally, the Royal Commission's focus on social media companies, as covered by the Australian Jewish News, reveals challenges in regulating online hate and misinformation. This scrutiny could lead to stricter regulations affecting how social media platforms operate in the region. On the economic front. First, Kotek reports that the sale of Channel 13 to investors led by Wiz CEO Asaf Rappaport is testing Israel's institutional frameworks. This deal highlights the intersection of media and high-tech interests in Israel. Separately, Globes notes that a strong shekel is affecting foreign home purchases, particularly by Americans in Jerusalem. This currency strength contributes to a backlog of unsold new homes, impacting the real estate market. And finally, Walla Business reports the Bank of Israel has cut its interest rate for the second time consecutively, marking the third reduction this year. This move aims to stimulate economic activity amid global financial uncertainties. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.